We will begin the story in just a moment, but first I have a message for the parents out there. We are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. So don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. When I was looking to hire someone, it felt like taking on a whole nother job. I wish I had Indeed, because then I would have been leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day with Indeed's matching engine, which constantly learns from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsor job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/story. Just go to Indeed.com/story right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/story. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Indeed.
Story Spectacular
presents
Sleepy Time Tales.
Tonight's tale is The Traveling Pumpkin. It's Sleepy Time Tales, brought to you by Story Spectacular, the podcast for magical bedtimes and cozy dreams. You can listen to a sweet story anytime you need a friend. I'm your host, Angie. Tonight, we will meet a kind old farmer who loves to grow pumpkins. One day, a very magical pumpkin starts to grow in his patch. Let's find out what sorts of wondrous things are in store for our farmer friend and begin this spectacular sleepy time tale now. The Traveling Pumpkin. There once was a kind old farmer.
Hello.
Who took very tender care of his pumpkin patch. He woke up early every morning to water his crops. The farmer weeded his garden so his plants would grow big and strong. He would even shoo critters away who tried to eat his pumpkins before they were done growing.
Move along, little critters. These pumpkins aren't for you.
Then, when his pumpkins were big and ripe, he would invite all the neighborhood families over to his farm to pick their own pumpkins.
Welcome, friends. Pick away.
Golly, thanks, Mr. Farmer. These pumpkins look amazing.
The farmer would happily watch the others pick his pumpkins, and then he would wave goodbye as they journeyed off to their new home.
Bon voyage, pumpkins!
After every last pumpkin was picked, the farmer would rest indoors all winter, anxiously awaiting the springtime.
I can't wait to put new pumpkin seeds in the ground.
After waiting all winter long, the farmer woke up on the first sunny day of spring with excitement.
Woohoo! Today's the day I plant my new pumpkin seeds.
He put on his trusty overalls and grabbed his shovel and packet of pumpkin seeds. Then the old farmer skipped his way out to the pumpkin patch. He carefully planted row after row of seeds. As the farmer was hard at work, he did not notice a beautiful bird with long flowing feathers flying above him in the sky. He also didn't notice that same bird drop a strange looking seed from its beak. Nor did he observe that unusual seed fall down from the sky and land in the front pouch of his overalls.
Doo-doo-doo.
The old farmer just kept planting away until his seed packet was empty.
Another pumpkin patch planted in the ground.
He patted his chest with contentment.
Uh-huh.
That's when he felt something inside his front pocket. He reached inside to pull out the mysterious seed.
Huh, that's unusual. I don't remember putting a seed in my pocket. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen a seed that looks like this at all. How unusual.
The farmer examined the seed closely. It kind of looked like a pumpkin seed, but it was much larger and it had a golden shine.
It's an awfully remarkable looking seed. I think I'll plant it in the ground over here and see if it grows into a remarkable pumpkin.
The farmer gathered a mound of soil and planted this special seed into the ground. Then he watched and waited. The seed sprouted into a beautiful vine. Spring turned into summer. Then the vine sprouted a big golden flower blossom. The blossom grew into a round little pumpkin. It was a green color and very small at first. The old farmer watched the remarkable pumpkin grow bigger and bigger. Summer turned to fall, and the other pumpkins in the patch stopped growing and turned a bright orange. But the special pumpkin kept growing bigger and bigger and bigger.
Wow, I've never seen such a thing. That pumpkin is growing right before my eyes.
The neighborhood families came to pick the smaller pumpkins and marveled at the sight of the great big pumpkin.
Wow, that's the biggest pumpkin ever.
Golly, can we pick that one?
Gee, I don't want to pick it until it stops growing. Besides, it's still green.
It sure is a special pumpkin, Mr. Farmer.
Why, thank you. I think so, too.
After a long day of visitors picking his pumpkins, the farmer was now alone and sitting on his porch. He rocked in his rocking chair and marveled at his prized pumpkin.
All the other little ones are gone now. Looks like it's just me and you left, old pumpkin.
The farmer kept rocking, watching the sun set and the full moon rise in the sky. Just then, the same beautiful bird with the long flowing feathers flew across the sky and sprinkled a twinkling dust onto the big pumpkin.
Wow!
Exclaimed the farmer as he watched his prized pumpkin turn the most brilliant orange he had ever seen.
That beautiful bird must have sprinkled some sort of magic dust on this remarkable pumpkin.
Just then, the pumpkin began to rise slowly from the ground. It twisted and spinned in a dizzying circle. Then came a loud burst.
Whoa, what's going on?
The pumpkin stopped spinning and landed softly back down on the ground.
Wow, would you look at that?
The pumpkin now had a round door leading to the inside.
Perhaps I should investigate.
The farmer walked through the pumpkin door and entered a glowing room in the hollowed out shell. There was a comfy orange chair for him to sit, and a little window to look outside the pumpkin.
Well, this is awfully cozy.
The farmer took a seat in the chair.
How peaceful.
But just then, the pumpkin began to move.
Whoa!
It lifted off the ground with the farmer inside. He steadied himself in the chair and looked out the window.
Oh, wow! I can see my whole farm from up here.
The pumpkin climbed higher and higher. Then it began traveling to the west. The farmer could see his whole village countryside. All the pumpkins he had planted were glowing orange on the porches of his neighbors.
Wow, don't they look splendid?
The big traveling pumpkin kept floating on away from the village.
Gee, I've never traveled this far away from the farm before. I wonder what I'll see next.
Soon the farmer was soaring over a city in his magical traveling pumpkin. He floated between tall skyscrapers and looked down to see city streets illuminated by twinkling lights.
Amazing! I always wanted to see the city.
The pumpkin kept traveling west. He flew over forests of green, climbing up and up and up until he reached up over the top of a big snowy mountain.
Wow! I've never seen snow before. Isn't it beautiful?
The pumpkin soared down the mountain to a crystal lake.
How breathtaking!
The brilliant blue water was calm and sparkling in the moonlight.
What a magnificent gift this pumpkin has given me. I can't wait to see where we travel to next.
All through the night, the farmer traveled over jungles and deserts, rivers and oceans, great plains and snowy ice caps. He saw lands he had never seen before and exciting sights that dazzled his eyes.
This has been the trip of a lifetime. And look, now I'm heading back home to my farm.
The pumpkin slowly floated down from the sky and landed softly in front of his farmhouse. The farmer stepped out of the pumpkin and turned around just in time to see the traveling pumpkin float back up in the air and disappear into the night sky.
Thank you, Magic Pumpkin,
the farmer whispered.
I'm so grateful for the lovely travels.
He smiled and walked into his house, then made his way up to bed. The kind old farmer closed his eyes and fell fast asleep. He dreamed of all the new lovely places he had been in his traveling pumpkin. The end. Story Spectacular is written and hosted by Angela Ferrari. I hope you enjoyed this magical tale. If you want more great bedtime stories, you can purchase my original children's books that I wrote and illustrated. Titles include What Do You See?, An Extraordinary Book, The Shape Escape, Digger's Daily Routine, and Lawrence the Lighthouse. Pick up a copy for your bookshelf at storyspectacular.com or on Amazon. Thanks for tuning in, and be sure to tell a friend about your favorite magical stories so that even more little ones can tune in to Sleepy Time Tales too.
Sleepy Time Tales.